at a time since 1988.
Welcome to America Tonight. As you all know by now, each and every show at the top, we go right inside the Beltway to talk to the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us. Victoria, last night in Iowa, I mean, it was less than 10 votes. Mitt Romney ends up winning the Iowa caucuses. What was the reaction inside the Beltway, like I said, to Romney winning this first one out of the gate?
I think really it was that he just hadn't increased on 4 years ago, but that nevertheless, it's the first win of 2012, and this is the beginning of the year when people are just starting to pay attention to this. So it does matter. You know, it matters if you get the win. So it matters for him. And also, it matters that Rick Perry decided not to drop out, and that Michelle Bachmann did, although she has very few supporters at this point. But Rick Perry does have some supporters, and because they will stay with him, presumably now, you've got a split conservative vote, and that only helps Mitt Romney.
Yeah. So now we move on to New Hampshire, and of course, we said this in our last conversation. Obviously, no matter what the Democrats say, they have the incumbent, but they are paying attention to what's going on with the Republicans, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're paying attention to what's going on with the Republicans. No matter what they say, they're really very interested. I think the Obama people actually are trying to portray this as being quite good for the president. I mean, that's some of the information that you're getting out of the Obama campaign today, actually.
Yeah.
And doubling down on Romney criticism and saying that his Iowa win is basically a loss.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting, because some, and then other pundits will say that what the Democrats want to do is defuse it, because who would be the toughest candidate to go against Obama? Would it be Mitt Romney? But I think that, you know, we can look at this from all different angles, but you and I both know this is a long process, because we, so even though it seems as though Romney's the guy, Romney's the establishment person, we still can't say that yet at this point. And the more I think there's division, the more that there's division with the Republicans, I also think that's what the Democrats want to see.
Exactly. I think that's exactly, it is what they want to see. But I think what they really would like to see would be someone other than Romney trending right now.
I do, too. Absolutely. All right, speaking about the Republicans, the president infuriated the Republicans by announcing the recess appointment of Richard Cordray. We talked about that as well, to the first director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Then later in the day, he comes up with the recess appointments for three members of the National Labor Relations Board. So yet, I think, more problems. The Republicans are furious over this. Mitch McConnell's saying this is uncertain legal territory. You think they're going to go after him on this?
I think somebody will. Now, I don't know whether anybody in Congress will, but I think somebody will. And I don't know how they're going to do it. There's even weird language in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau saying that the director can, you know, sort of get down, start his job once he's been confirmed by the Senate. That's the way the bill's written, which isn't a very good way for the bill to be written, but because it's so specific. But somebody could challenge it just on those grounds. Say, well, he wasn't confirmed by the Senate. But they could challenge on that ground. I think that you're going to see a lot of challenges to any kind of decision that he makes, if he even makes it as far as an office, if he's not challenged before he even gets to his office. I think you're going to see a challenge very, very quickly.
Yeah, I agree with you. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. All right, one of the things that we picked up on here in the beginning, of course, this is now a day after heading into New Hampshire, coming up next week. You have Romney picking up another endorsement. You have Rick Santorum, who raises $1 million in a day. Ron Paul sells more buttons, T-shirts, caps, anything merchandise-wise than anyone else on this trail on the Republican side. And Gingrich is looking for blood while Michelle Bachmann decides to bail. It makes sense because she had maybe 60 people max, if we're being generous, that listened to her speech after the results came in from the Iowa caucus, which people were bleary-eyed. Santorum and Romney, as you know, we were deep into it in this show, were neck and neck all the way through, and it was just a handful of votes that separated them in this first one out of the deal, you know, out of the gate, which we talked about with here with Victoria. Now there is actually something to talk about. There's some real meat here, and it's getting, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in South Carolina, especially because you look at New Hampshire first, but you look at South Carolina, and digging around and looking at some of the stuff from candidates of the past, people who go through South Carolina and win on the Republican side, usually they are the nominee. They get the nomination in South Carolina, so that's key. That's why Perry is spending so much money there, even though I think really Perry is just trying to get some national attention, knowing that he probably has ultimately not the best of chances to win this thing. Listen, everybody, I talked to a couple of different campaign people today, and nobody's going to say that they think they're an also-ran or that they're just right there. Nobody's going to say that. I think they all have taken the magic pill and believe. But still, as I said a year ago, and all of you who called this show said, Romney's the guy. Mitt Romney is still the guy you have to knock off. Because you think about it, Mitt Romney spent $4 million in Iowa, but he didn't spend a lot of time in Iowa. And it paid off because whether it's a handful of votes or not, he still gets that caucus win. He's the one who's got the big money behind him. I mentioned the fact that Santorum raised $1 million, which is huge. And what's very odd still to me is the lack of respect that Ron Paul gets. You got to think about this. Ron Paul has been a congressman for how many years out of Texas? Takes a little break in between and goes back to it. He's been in the business for a while. So whether some of his ideas hit home or some people think his ideas are whacked out, you can't argue with some of the results that Ron Paul gets, but yet he gets cut off in an interview. He's doing, you know, he's doing Fox. He's actually, he was doing his speaking. You know, he's talking about the people who voted for him in the caucus and the young people and whatever, and they just slice him off, just cut him off because they don't want to give him any airtime. And I'm chuckling, but it shows the power of Ron Paul. For some reason, he doesn't get any of the main street cred, and yet, he gets a lot of loyal followers. So what happens in New Hampshire, and then ultimately for Santorum in New Hampshire, he's got to get a big chunk of that vote if he's going to even stay in it. Because at this point in the tracking in New Hampshire, he's in the single digits. Romney clearly has most of the numbers, and he's the odds-on favorite. In fact, there are places where you can take bets on our election process on the Republican side of things. In England, they do it. In Europe, they do it. And pretty much Romney's got 80% if you listen to what the betting line is. But Romney now goes to New Hampshire knowing that he's the favorite there. But what about South Carolina? Because as South Carolina boasts, they say, we picked the winners. Go back and look at your history into the 80s and see how many winners we've picked in South Carolina. All right, coming up on the flip side, as I said, Bachman boots her campaign. We have some thoughts from Michelle Bachman round the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America Tonight, my famous or favorite, he's famous now and he's my favorite, pharmacist Ben will stop by. He and I have been working on our own little special project of trying to get healthy. You know, I've said this before, and I'm not paid to endorse this in any stretch of the imagination, but I never took any kind of vitamins. I was thinking about these guys on the trail, like Santorum, how he went to 99 counties. And how many hours sleep they're not getting. I mean, that's, you know, boo-hoo, but that's part of the process if you're really tearing it up. Romney's probably the most rested. He's just pumping the money in. He's pumping the money in, and he's got the phone banks working because people don't realize that. They're working them in New Hampshire. They were certainly working them in Iowa. But he wasn't on the ground as much as Rick Santorum had to be. So I'm hoping that guy takes a bunch of vitamins. In my life, I've never really done that, but until now, until I bumped into Ben and we started to have this conversation about, geez, how can I get healthier? How can I get in shape and feel better, you know, and not have that malaise feeling when I'm not rested, frankly. And we're going to have that conversation again. We do it each and every week coming up in our next segment. And a bunch of you have written to me, a lot of you guys, when I talk about that Buddha belly thing, a lot of you have written to me about that. Because you know what I mean, when you're sitting on the couch watching all those games and you just don't feel like exercising, you're drained. And eventually it all catches up with you and you have what I call that massive crash. It's awful. And I hope none of you get to that. None of us want to get to that. So he has a way to bail you out with some power foods. You just have to get used to eating peanuts and Brussels sprouts, but they're crunchy. And what was I used to always put on hot dogs? Sauerkraut. You can eat as much sauerkraut as you want. And he'll tell you about some other things, too. He's a lot of fun. Really, really like Ben. Ben is not in the business of politics, but we are certainly here in America Tonight. We talk about everything and anything, really. It's about the buzz in your backyard. So if you just tuned in and you've never heard the show, that's what I think has to happen in the overnight, because there are about 40 million of us, they say now, with all these wacky jobs that everybody's doing in an upside-down world. We got some people that are out there alive and thriving, making things happen in the wee hours. That's what makes it so fun. So you're always welcome to this party. I don't care what stripes you're sporting, what you call yourself, a conservative, a social conservative, a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, or you're somewhere in the middle, you're undecided, you're independent, whatever label, it doesn't matter. 800-259-5791. You look at Santorum, he gets the jolt. That's not a surprise that he's getting some money, but is he going to run out of steam? Is he going to have enough to continue to gain the popularity as this race moves on? You know, there's that whole thing about anybody but Mitt. So it might have only been 8 votes, but Mitt, who wasn't on the ground, pumped the money in, had other people doing his work, ended up getting Iowa, and they were writing Iowa off. I think they were looking more at New Hampshire and certainly more at South Carolina. So the Even Money and Beyond says, look, the guy is Mitt Romney. But it doesn't mean it's impossible to slay the dragon. And that's the key word. You got to get ugly. Started to kind of dissect this a little bit today. And if I were a campaign manager, and this will shock some of you who've listened to America Tonight for some time, but you got to take off the gloves. You got to take off the gloves. You got to go for the jugular. If any of these guys think they're going to be able to go up against Obama, the incumbent, who has a lot of money, a lot of powerful people behind him, and the 4 years in a succession where we've had 2 presidents who have had 2 terms, now he could be the third that gets 2 terms. You can't pussyfoot around this. There's all this conversation about negative ads, but that's the political game. It's not about team. Not now. It's not about team building, team playing, any of that. It's about I'm the best person because, and this guy's crap because XYZ. That's one thing about Gingrich. He has definitely poisoned the well. He is definitely out for blood, but he is not backing off the train. And he is, the only thing that's odd about him is how much he is hammering Mitt Romney. I mean, pummeling him to the ground. He's floating all kinds of ideas. He just wants to crush, I think he just wants to crush Romney's chances at the nomination, period. You know, end of story. In fact, he was praising Rick Santorum. So he didn't even hit him on the side of the head. He just went after Romney. And what's interesting is then you have Ron Paul, who gets no respect on the national scene. He's underestimated. He, even though in Iowa, he got 19% of the evangelical vote, which was the most except for Rick Santorum, and that is right in his wheelhouse, right? Even way more than Michelle Bachmann, and that's her deck. That's exactly where Michelle Bachmann flies, but Ron Paul's the guy who ended up getting 19%. I thought that was one of the interesting facts. So Herman Cain is not even in this, but there's 5 weeks of massive coverage for Cain and 999 and all that stuff. And of course we talked about it, but he was the focus. And didn't I tell you he was going to end up being on some show, probably Fox. He would be a political analyst. He'd be someone they'd go to. Of course, duh, winning, they're going to go to Herman Cain. So he gets a gig with Fox and he gets a lot of publicity, sells some books to the pack and all that kind of stuff. But while that's going on, Ron Paul is just completely ignored. And it's going to get harder and harder, I think, to manipulate or distort what Ron Paul has to say if he continues to finish strong in, like, the next primary in New Hampshire. And if in South Carolina he's still up there, he's at the top of the list. He can't be ignored, whatever he's saying. He's the guy who's going to suddenly, I think, get more attention, because, you know, how can you pass on, especially if he were to win one of these things? Because Santorum could be a one-hit wonder. And it's not even a one-hit, because he didn't really win Iowa. He almost won Iowa. So he has to do well. in New Hampshire. And I think Ron Paul is going to do well in New Hampshire. All right, here's the thing about Michelle Bachmann. Like I said, she surprisingly, you know, Dick Morris was the guy who I heard going on and on and on and on and on pushing her when he was asked about who the nominee should be. He was the one political guy from former White Houses who said she was the one. Well, she's not the one. She's completely stepped out of it. In fact, here's a little snippet of what Michelle Bachmann had to say.
I've been blessed to live a wonderful life. I'm grateful to have been a part of this presidential campaign. I have no regrets, none whatsoever. We never compromised our principles, and we can leave this race knowing that we ran it with utmost integrity. We made a very important contribution to this race. I believe that we must rally around the person that our country and our party and our people select to be that standard bearer.
All right, so she's out. Now, who takes her her people? Probably Santorum. Dale in Illinois, how you doing?
My candidate didn't get it done, Kate. I was for Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
But here's how I look at this for a second. You know, Newt was ahead in the polls like 23% a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And then all the negative advertising started from Romney's PAC.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Peter King in New York said, oh, this can't be the guy. He's got all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
And then we had the South Carolina governor go for Romney.
Yeah.
What we got here, Kate, is the Eastern establishment, again, determining who our candidate is going to be.
Yes, yes, and the candidate is Mitt Romney.
Yeah, and we haven't... I looked at Newt Gingrich. I thought he had some great ideas, some concrete things he could do. He certainly knows Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in the Beltway anymore. And I thought he could really change this country and get something done. But I don't know what's going to happen now. I don't even know why we're going to have some of these primaries if Romney's going to be the guy. That's the way it looks like it's going to turn out. It's already been decided.
Yeah, I love the way you say that because you're right. It has already been decided. Like I said, you've got bookies that are taking action in other countries, thanks, Dale, on Romney, that he's 80% a sure thing. That's the strategy. You know, there were people talking about anybody but Mitt. No, he's a Mormon and all these other things and Romney care and whatnot. But boy, unless somebody gives him the complete and utter smackdown in these primaries, I just don't see it. I don't see it. We're talking to Pharmacist Ben next.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Pharmacist Ben, my pal, back on the air as we swing into a new year. We've been talking about all kinds of things when it comes to nutrition and kickstarting it and really uncovering the meaning of why we eat and changing your philosophy. I think that's part of it. It's been amazing some of the things that I've seen that's happened to me since Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Power Foods and all that kind of good stuff. Ben, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And you know, that is such, I got to tell you, I feel so good that you just said that, because it's not about which vitamin you're taking or which diet you're on or what kind of food you are, as much as it is a philosophical way, a paradigm shift, a way of looking at the world, a shift in your model and your view, in a section of the world called eating and nutriating. And when you start to do that, everything sort of kind of falls into place. You do a little research, things make sense, you start to see results, but it does require the shift in the way you're thinking, because if you try to do it without the shift in the way you're thinking, it's going to be very, very difficult, because you'll be going against a paradigm or a model, a way you're looking at the world. So you have to make that little shift, and that you said that is exactly why you're getting the kind of results that you're getting, and that's a beautiful thing. But I love how you said that you have to change the way you think. And so much of our lives are like that. This is like a microcosm in a way. We really have to start to pay a little bit more attention to our lives. We're on automatic. I myself, I know all about nutrition. I know all about food. I'm noticing, though, I listen to talk radio as I'm driving down the road, there's this automatic reaction between my ears and my hands that make the hands go into whatever I'm eating and keep it going.
Yeah.
It's like an addictive connection I made with driving and listening to the radio and eating. And there's so many places in our lives where we do that. And we're kind of mindless about how we live. And the unfortunate thing is, when it comes to food and when it comes to nutrition, the price to be paid is very steep. It's tragically steep. Yet the converse is also true. The benefits that will accrue, that you'll get when you do that, when you make that kind of philosophical shift and you change your life in that way, there, you can't even talk about how significant they are. More energy, less resistance to illness, less likelihood of cancer and degenerative diseases, less sleep required, better, just feeling better. And that, to me, once you get the ball rolling in that way, it starts to get into this positive feedback loop, and it gets better and better and better.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's that unconscious eating, and the thing that I have done that's made the big difference, and it's something you and I have talked about, is drinking water,
nice.
And also the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because then
nice.
What happens, everybody always talks about it. I shouldn't say everybody always talks about it, because they don't. I don't hear doctors saying that, but you'll hear, like you've said that, you know, you talked about the water, you talked about throwing lemon in the water and what it can do for you.
Yes, activating the water.
Yes.
Activating the water.
Yeah, and it doesn't, what happens though, Ben, is a lot of people won't grab onto that. A lot of men listening to us, a lot of people listening to this show will think, oh yeah, everybody says, you know, my buddies say or whoever says, drink water. But it's really, really true because then you.
It's a joke of some kind.
It's not a joke.
Chemistry needs water.
Yes.
The enzymes, the chemical reactions depend on a watery milieu, an environment that's hydrated,
yep.
that's 60-70% hydrated. When you're dehydrated, the chemistry does not work as effectively and you don't feel as good. And
yep.
you'll think that you need to eat. A lot of the symptoms of hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, mimic dehydration. And so we go to eat many times when all we need is to drink. And then if you load your drink up with nutrients, then you bypass the whole need for calories. Now you've nutriated without calories, and the body loves that. Just like the body hates calories without nutrition, it loves nutrients without calories ready to absorb. It craves it because it doesn't have to work. It's like taking your body with a dry sponge and soaking it in this nutrient solution, and every tissue gets it quickly. And that's the beauty of drinking that Beyond Tangy Tangerine and drinking all your nutrients, doing soups
yeah.
and doing juices and making the body work very little to achieve a lot. That's the key right there, is you want to leverage the energy that the body's using to maximum results. And that's why you want to do as much nutrition without calories. And that's why you want fats, by the way. You know, we talk about fats, you and I, a lot. They're extremely important because the body gets very efficient energy from fats, and it gets very inefficient energy from sugar. And the more sugar we eat, the more it gets energy from sugar, and the more it stores the fat, which is exactly the problem. The more oils you eat, the more good fats you provide your body with, not bad fats, but good fats, in conjunction with other things, the more efficient your body will be at making energy, and the less you're going to crave sugar. And that's what you want to be doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right here.
Absolutely. And you said you had a story. We're talking off the air for a few minutes. You had a story about a program director, I guess, in Radio Land.
Program director.
Who,
you know, just like when you and I took that walk, you know, that little walk we had, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I do that. I do that all the time to people. And sure enough, and I know if somebody follows through, because I've seen it so many times, but, you know, I know what happens, that they're going to get it. And I'm always gratified to see somebody follow through. And I noticed in radio, a few people have followed through. You followed through. Ted Anderson followed through. And now this gentleman who is a PD, the program director at a station, one of the stations here locally, I put him on a program. And sure enough, 3 months later, he's 30 pounds down. His doctor can't believe his test results. His blood test came in yesterday. And I'm going to be interviewed on his show tomorrow. And we'll be talking about it. And it's just, that's what happens. And it's not me. I take no credit for this. It's the human body. It's the biochemistry of the body. It's the way of the body. And it's just, you follow the rules, you do it right, you don't have to struggle. I'm sitting here eating, I told you I talk about a power food real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here with a spoon, and I am eating spoonfuls of olive bar olives from Whole Foods. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're great.
You just select your favorites, right? And they have sauerkraut here, too. Sauerkraut's a really good fermented food. We talked about that one. You have a spoon, and you only need like 2 or 3 spoons of that stuff, and it is so succulently delicious. And indulgent, and it meets plenty of needs for fats, all your good fats, plus antioxidants, plus fatty vitamins, and all you need for fats. And because of they use Celtic sea salt in there, you get your minerals and salts and oils go together. You get this incredibly electroactive, nutrient-dense, power food that is beyond the deliciousness is beyond description.
Yeah, and if so, really, in listening to Ben, if you want to drop 30 pounds like me or like Tom or anybody else, honestly, it does. All these tips are incredible that he's been able to give over the last couple of months here on America Tonight. And check out AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's where you can get Beyond Tangy Tangerine for just, I'm telling you, a song. As you and I talked about before, Ben, I never took any kind of supplements, any kind of minerals, any kind of any of that. And what a
That's
difference
amazing.
It's made. It's made in
Did
my energy.
Home? Did you go home yet?
I did not go home.
People.
No. I didn't go home, but I'm sure once people from, I guess my past, because everybody's scattered all over the place, but when you run into people you know,
I'm thinking if you go back to Jersey, I think you said you're Jersey or Pennsylvania. You're back.
Yeah,
here,
yeah. Once I go back again, I'm sure people will be surprised, and I'm sure
They'll
that's
you're
what...
the health nut. Will they say you're the health nut?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I'll take it.
Kate went off the deep end. Man. She's crazy, right?
But I'll take
You'll
it because...
You'll always be the weird one.
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, at some point, you have to wake up and say, oh, I got to paddle in a different direction. Because who wants to feel...
I get calls all the time. I get calls all the time, and I don't know what to tell people. They're 60 years old. They've been haven't done anything for 60 years. They're on five or six or seven different meds. They're falling. I don't know what to tell people sometimes. You know, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And so anybody who's not there yet, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. And just like you said, Katie, we're headed there. If we're not doing something to get away from there, we're headed there. If we're not actively going swimming against the tide, the vortex is pulling us all there. So if you're wondering if you're there, if you're not going against the tide, you're there.
Yeah.
If you eat at McDonald's even once a month or once every, if it's even acceptable, you're probably there. Odds are pretty good that you're there. So what does that mean? That means all the systems in the body are going to begin to break down. Now, you and I are in our, I'm a little older than you, but I'm in my early 50s.
Right.
And, you know, some people in their 40s and 30s, but I'm telling you, if you're somewhere in there or hasn't begun yet, you want to get on a supplement program now, N-O-W. You're already starting to notice the signs of breakdown, the arthritis or the just malaise, the not feeling as good, digestive problems, whatever. It's going to be a little bit harder. It can still be done. But I really want people to understand who aren't there yet, this is the time now. You don't want to have to reverse it. It's much more difficult to reverse. It can be done, yes.
Yep.
But it's much better to do it now.
Yep.
If you're even remotely thinking about getting on a program, get on that Beyond Tang Tangerine. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Just to get the idea of what the power of nutritional supplementation is. That's, to me, that BTT, and I talk about it a lot, and people give me a little bit of grief, actually, because I talk about it so much. But to me, it's the perfect demonstration to somebody who's not in the culture, who doesn't know, he's not hip to nutritional supplementation, he's kind of thinking about it, and doesn't really know. It's a great way to demonstrate, because the gift of the body is the sicker you are, the more deficient you are, even without even being sick, just the more deficient you are, the more your body, the faster your body will absorb nutrients. So if you're deficient even a little bit, you will really feel it. Really, truly.
Yeah, you will.
I believe, Katie, our culture is so jaded that, you know, when you say things like that, it's like, there's almost like this blah, 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 blah.
But
you have to get past that because the stuff is the real deal. It's just a shot. One month.
It is the real deal. And as I said this before, and we're out of time, but as I said this before, I'm not getting paid to endorse this. I've been paid to endorse other things that did not work, and I'm not getting paid to endorse it. And neither is Ben. So we're not trying to sell you something that's just push it because we're making all kinds of do-re-mi.
That's right.
But we really believe
it.
So check out America.
I know. We know what you're going to feel.
Yep.
Because we've
absolutely
seen it ourselves, and I personally have seen it more times than I can count.
Absolutely. We're out of time, so go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. Ben, thanks so much.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Because we jump back to what just happened. We go from health to making you feel like you want to have a heart attack when you're watching what's happening with the Republicans, by the way. But do you really care if politicians go after each other, if they're going for each other's jugular? I don't think you do unless it's untrue stuff, unless it's nonsense, something that's made up, not even exaggerated, but something that's complete and utter a fallacy, just complete lies, then I think maybe people care. But otherwise, I'm going to go with I don't believe people care as much as you think when we talk about the whole negative ad thing. There's a reason for negative ads because guess what? They work. People pay attention to what's being said. It's like the push for only positive news. Now, hey, on America Tonight, because I hate being so cynical, so I'll throw in the Daily Salute, and we'll throw in some fun stuff, and we'll throw in informative stuff, because who wants to just hear the outrage of the day for 4 hours? That is bad radio. I think it's bad radio. So you got to veer off into some other stuff, right? Or else we're all just going to hang our head and not want to get out of bed. But the bottom line is when it comes to campaigning, if you want to get to the next level, you're going to play negative. And Romney, He's willing to play negative, trust me. At least the people around him certainly will do that. Now, I mentioned at the top, Romney across the board when it comes to gambling is just interesting because, you know, we handicap football games, and you can handicap almost anything in Vegas, even they have some odds up. But certainly in Europe, they do that. They'll look at all kinds of things. Are we going to see the end of the world, like the Mayans say? And they definitely play into American politics. Everybody in England has Romney pegged as the guy. I mean, you can get odds on the other candidates on the Republican side, but they have him pegged as the guy who's going to get the nomination for the Republican side. Okay. Now, I don't know if they talked to Pat Robertson or not, but check this out. Pat Robertson, big-time Christian leader, as all of you know, who has said some outrageous things in his day, says that God told him, gave him the insight regarding who the next president will be. Yeah, but here's the thing. He's not telling anyone. I don't think he has any money on this. He said he was showed by the Lord who the next president is, but he's not supposed to talk about it, so he's going to have to leave everybody in the dark just wondering who it's going to be. He's not even hinting at who it could be. He blurted this out on the 700 Club. And then he went on to read a bunch of other things, talking about the country being torn apart by internal stress and the house divided and the radical view of the direction of the country and how that's at odds with the majority and all that sort of stuff. Interesting, huh? And attributed it to God. So other than Pat Robertson knowing who the next president is going to be, the rest of us are throwing darts, albeit we only have to have a couple of darts. Look, whether we like it or not, Romney is the guy that's being propped up. Romney is the guy that's getting millions of dollars from the PACs. He is. So can you slay the Goliath? It's funny because there was all those undertones about anybody but Romney. But then you talk to enough political people, and man, I have been blowing up the phone lines. And without a doubt, he knows how to backdoor it in. I mean, his people certainly do. Like I said, they had phone banks galore for an entire year for Mitt Romney. And he spent $4 million in Iowa. So it's only 8 votes and it's the caucus. But remember, the Michelle Bachmann drops out. She wins the straw poll. That's why, you know, with the polls, hey. She wins the straw poll. She's born in Iowa, all that stuff. But she didn't have a prayer of winning that thing. It shouldn't have a prayer of becoming president, to be honest. We know that. Now, is it that nobody else has a prayer? And then you look at Ron Paul, and man, I love that Ron Paul he's that in-your-face guy. The reason he's the in-your-face guy is because I like when people try to ask him questions and catch him off guard, or not even catch him off guard, just try to get a little dig in. I've noticed that's happened a couple of times when I saw him on CNN and I saw him on, maybe it was CBS, and they weren't completely trying to take his legs out, but they were definitely trying to kick him. They were definitely trying to see if he was going to come back. And he knows how to whip around that. Even when he was asked about the youth vote. So he gets all these young people that come out to vote for him in the Iowa caucus, which is what Obama did to get elected. Remember, a lot of what happened for Obama, the tweets, the email blast using social media in 2008, that's partially what nailed it for him. So when he was asked in an interview, well, geez, you know, you have the youth, and how do you think about that? But what about all this? You hardly have any of these other people. And he just grinned and threw the Obama thing back in the interviewer's face. I can't remember who it was, but it was somebody on CNN. So Ron Paul, in the latest New Hampshire numbers, is still right up there. I mean, he's going to be in this for a while. I think even if Mitt Romney is the guy who's crowned, he's not going to just step out of the way. He's got some numbers. I mean, he had in the Suffolk poll, which is what it's put out. It's a daily tracking thing that they do in New Hampshire. Mitt Romney had 43%, so he was blown and going ahead of everybody else. But Ron Paul had 16%. You go to Rick Santorum, he was in single digits. Single digits. So, Ron Paul, like it or not, by some of these mainstreamers, he is gonna get some attention. Absolutely. What would be interesting is if he pulled some of that vote away. What would happen if he just dumped into a third party and became like the rock star, the renegade of this third party for real, legitimized it? I'd be curious. Could he pull a reverse Obama? So like I said, with the Suffolk poll, I want to give you all the numbers so I don't want to make it an incomplete thing. Romney had the 43% of the state so far. And then you had Ron Paul, who would be second, then was 16. John Huntsman, who was nowhere to be found in the caucus stuff, 10% in Iowa. And Newt Gingrich, 9%. Rick Santorum, 5, as I said, single digits. Bachman, she's out of it. Rick Perry had 2%. He's not spending much time in New Hampshire. He'll don a Parker and run in there for a couple of hours, probably the day. Well, he'll be there a couple of days before because they have the two debates on Saturday and Sunday. But that's it. He's not going to overspend or overthink New Hampshire. There's no way. He's running to South Carolina, figuring the South, this is my baby. Evangelical vote, all of that. I got it. I got South Carolina, or I'm going to try to take South Carolina. I'm going to do what I can, because if you think about it, religious-wise, of the leaders in the Republican Party anyway, the ones that came out on top, which, by the way, is not what anyone predicted going into this, like Herman Cain, where he was going to be, and of course he's out and Bachman's out. But you have two Catholics and a Mormon. And then you have Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who I don't think he's anywhere there in the end. But in South Carolina, it could be interesting to see what kind of damage that he does. And then what happens ultimately after New Hampshire for the rest of this crew. 13% of the voters, by the way, in New Hampshire, undecided, down from 15 the other day. And so you know, the Suffolk University Political Research Center is in Boston, and they release the results of these tracking polls they do every day leading up to the New Hampshire primary on the 10th, next Tuesday. And we'll be there, so we'll be talking to everybody about what's happening on the ground and strategists and the candidates themselves and whatnot. So it's going to be great stuff. Can't wait. Not excited about the weather, although there's no snow predicted, so that's a good thing. Not that I'm a wuss when it comes to snow, but I'd rather not deal with it. All right, this from Abraham Lincoln, who said, "Property is the fruit of labor. Property is desirable, is a positive good in the world. That some should be rich shows that others may become rich, and hence is just encouragement to industry and enterprise." Think about that.